USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Within hours after the Ukrainian president gave an impassioned plea for help from the United States, President Biden announced a new $800 million aid package to help Ukraine out as Russia continues to target civilians. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says still more could be done, though, by the Biden administration.
President Zelensky has said fighter jets are his top priority. It's what he needs most. Poland has offered up the MiGs that the Ukrainian pilots know how to fly, and Joe Biden personally vetoed those MiGs going to Ukraine. President Biden should allow those MiGs to go to Ukraine today.
Former President Donald Trump telling the Washington Examiner that if he runs for president in 2024, it will be with a new vice president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The White House is pushing hard for lower gas prices. President Biden sending out a tweet saying oil prices are decreasing and gas prices should drop as well.
Many accept that gas prices rise quickly but fall slowly, the so-called rockets and feathers phenomenon. But President Biden rejects that.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki following that up by saying if gas retailers' costs are going down, they need to immediately pass those savings onto consumers. FEMA announced on Tuesday that its funeral assistance program has reimbursed more than $2 billion in funeral costs for more than 300,000 families of COVID-19 victims. The COVID-19 funeral assistance program provides up to $9,000 per funeral and covers COVID-related deaths since January 20, 2020. The average amount awarded per death is $6,500. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Still plenty of work to be done at the International Space Station. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The International Space Station may be set for an ocean grave at the end of the decade, but there's still plenty of life left in her. The space station is preparing for more power upgrades as two NASA astronauts conducted their first spacewalk of the year on Tuesday. The spacewalk lasted for 6 hours and 54 minutes and is considered a success, kicking up the available electrical supply from 160 kilowatts to 215 kilowatts.
The nation is taking a step closer to sticking with daylight savings time. Some feel it's not healthy to change our clocks twice a year. But Dr. Fred Campbell with the University of Texas Health System tells NBC News when it only happens rarely, there's no long-term effect.
There may be some mild cognitive problems. However, that tends to clear pretty rapidly.
Lyft will be hitting riders with a fuel surcharge starting next week. The rideshare company saying the 55-cent fee will go directly to drivers. The surcharge will not apply to rides in New York City and Nevada. Netflix is testing charging for users outside of account holders' households. Variety reporting customers in Costa Rica and Peru will soon be offered a chance to pay an extra fee if an account is accessed by a user outside of their household. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.